The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, it's the 1st of December, 2008. The Montgomery bus boycott began on this day, 1955, Montgomery, Alabama. Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat in the front of a bus to a white passenger. Martin Luther King Jr., young pastor, relatively unknown in Montgomery, took up her cause, and the boycott went on for 382 days until the Supreme Court ruled that segregation of buses was unconstitutional. 1860, on this date, Charles Dickens published the first installment of Great Expectations. He needed money. He'd separated from his wife, had to pay separate living expenses for her. He'd founded a magazine which was losing money, so he decided to write a new novel and published it in installments. And by the final installment, it had sold more than 100,000 copies and made him plenty of money. It's the birthday of the writer John Crowley, born 1942, Presque Isle, Maine. Most famous novel was Little Big, published in 1981, a fantasy with fairies and enchantment, but also historical realism, a saga of a New England family. The critic Harold Bloom chose Little Big as one of the books that changed his life. He said, "I have read and reread Little Big at least a dozen times and always am startled and refreshed." John Crowley, a writer whose novels get great reviews but still don't sell very well because they're very hard to categorize. It's the birthday of Woody Allen, born in Brooklyn, 1935. Parents wanted him to become a doctor or a dentist. Woody Allen said, "I loathed every day and regret every day I spent in school." He'd come home from school each day, go into his bedroom, shut the door, do magic tricks, play the clarinet, watch movies. He went to NYU, was expelled because he never went to class. He'd been writing jokes for comics and gossip columnists for a while, but wanted to make movies. When he was 40 years old, he felt like a failure, so he decided to make a movie about his own life. It was called Anhedonia. It was several hours long, had almost no plot. Diane Keaton was in it, playing the love interest. Woody Allen wound up cutting it down, cutting out almost everything that didn't have her in it, and renamed the movie for her character. It became Annie Hall, and it won the Academy Award for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress in 1977. Woody Allen, who said, "It's not that I'm afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens." Here's a poem for today by Maria Gillen, entitled Driving Into Our New Lives. Years ago, driving across the mountains in West Virginia, both of us are so young, we don't know anything. We're 28 years old, our children sleeping in the back seat. With your fresh PhD in your suitcase, we head out toward Kansas City. We've never been anywhere. We decide to go the long way around instead of driving due west. Years ago, driving across mountains, your hand resting on my knee, the radio playing the folk music we love, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, or you singing songs to keep the children entertained. How could we know what is to come? We're young. We think we'll be healthy and strong forever. We are certain we are invincible because we love each other, because our children are smart and beautiful, because we are heading to a new place, because the stars in the coal-black West Virginia sky are so thick they could be chunks of ice. How do we know what is to come? A poem by Maria Gillen, Driving Into Our New Lives. From All That Lies Between Us, published by Guernica Editions, Incorporated, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.